TheTalkLive.com. This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show, the Saturday night edition. We're here with you until 10 o'clock Eastern time, so plenty of time for you to get your calls in and talk about whatever you want, political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Check us out online at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, check out the live streaming. We have both a broadband and a dial-up stream. You can so if you have a fast computer or slow computer or fast connection or slow connection, you can listen to Free Talk Live anywhere in the world, and you can listen for free
at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, 888-532-4604 and go to freestateproject.org. So take control of the show and bring up anything. Otherwise, we'll keep talking about this situation that I stumbled across last night. And it has to do with, it originated in a podcaster, one of the people out there that puts out audio to the internet. People download it. There's thousands of them that do it. One of them got fired from his job for allegedly saying something that his boss didn't like on a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the issue at hand here is, do you or should you have the freedom to run your business as you choose?
It really is. That's what the question is. If you put your time and energy and your whole life savings into building a business, should you be able to decide what goes on with that business, or should you be, strapped by the law?
I say you absolutely should have full control over your business.
So are you saying that if I don't want to hire black people, I don't have to?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
That'd make me a racist bigot, wouldn't it?
If you want to be a jerk racist bigot and not hire black people, in fact, if you don't want to hire women, you shouldn't have to hire women. If all you want to hire is white men, then you should be free to do so. Now, I'm not saying that because I'm a white separatist or anything like that. I can't stand people like that.
No, you can't.
But the key is, if I want the freedom, and it's interesting, I was in this conversation on a message board last night with this rampant socialist about this about this issue, and it's just, he's so misinformed and so just brainwashed on this particular issue. It's so sad because there's a huge problem with people just not understanding these issues. I asked him the question because he put out there the idea that this guy deserved to have, he deserved to have his job, and it wasn't fair for the person to fire him. And no, it wasn't fair. What the boss did wasn't fair, especially if the guy was a good worker.
I got news for you, though. The guy who told you about fair was lying.
Telling
you lies when they talk about fair.
So it wasn't fair for it to happen, but it's his business, and he should be free to make those choices. And I asked him, and I never got a straight answer, really. I asked him the question, well, if you had your own business, because his premise was, well, it's not fair that he got fired for something he did outside of the office that didn't have anything to do with the office, didn't mention the office, but the reason the office fired him was because of their image. They didn't want one of their employees performing what they were doing.
I'll tell you, the most rampant of socialists never would imagine opening a business.
You're right about
that. They just wouldn't. And that will really temper your whole socialist ideals.
Mm-hmm.
Open your own business.
That's a good point.
It'll change your, once you're invested
change
in that
life.
Business, it'll change your whole opinion.
Well, I asked him to just simply ask himself this question, would, if you were running your own business and you discovered that one of your key employees was a racist bigot, somebody who hates people darker than him. In fact, you discovered that this guy burns crosses. He's such a racist. I mean, this guy is a flaming, racist, mean-spirited jerk. Now, at work, he puts on a nice face, and he gets his job done, and he's a good performer, okay?
And you've never had any problem with
him. Right, you've never had any problem. You had no idea that this was who this guy was, but now you have incontrovertible evidence. You saw him burning a cross in your neighbor's front lawn.
Somebody took a photo. I don't know. Now,
his own front lawn. How about that?
Right, okay, that's the key. Now, if one of my employees is a criminal, that might be a different story to me.
Well, okay, so he's burning crosses in his own front lawn in protest against the darkies in town, okay? If you discovered this about one of your employees, wouldn't you want the freedom to fire him? And the dude actually said no. He actually came out and said that he believes that the person, as long as he's doing the job, deserves the job, and it doesn't matter what he does outside of the workplace.
Well, that's because it supported his argument.
Right.
I'll tell you.
It's total crap. It's a lie. He must be lying to himself.
It's completely unprincipled.
Right.
It's, once the situation's turned around, this is how people are. This is, Socialists want to care for everybody, or they're politicians who want to take power from you. But they want to care for everybody, so they're going to do what they feel is the right and caring thing to do in a given situation. And in that situation, the right and caring thing to do is to fire the bigoted racist.
Absolutely, and the reason for that is because it's your business. You want your business to be successful because you have other employees that you actually like and that are actually good employees, and you want them to have jobs for a long time.
Right.
Otherwise, you're risking... business's word of mouth. The word of mouth that travels around town about your business.
Right.
You're putting it at risk by letting the racist jerk work for you. If word goes around town that a Manwich is burning crosses in his front yard, and I have a business and you're one of my employees, and I discover that, it's in my best interest and in best interest of my customers and my other employees to get rid of you, Manwich.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So he totally just... totally living in la-la land, this guy. And here's something else that he said. Again, just an example of how people don't understand
the country. What if your store clerk goes out and gets and tattoos, you know, some weird thing on their face?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, should you be able to fire them then? I mean, if they're still doing their job and they're doing a good job at that. I mean, it's just freedom of speech. I don't get it. I mean, I really don't understand.
These are people that don't understand the country they live in. Are totally ignorant to what this country stands for. And here's a perfect example.
People believe that freedom of speech is freedom from consequences, and it's not. You're just free to speak. That's all.
Exactly. Well, here's what he has to say. He says, go back and read what I said about community standards. These are legitimate legal mumbo-jumbo. Look, it doesn't matter if they're legitimate. It doesn't matter if it's written into... To me, matters not if some politicians wrote the words community standards down on the law books and put a definition next to it and put next to it that you can't discriminate against your workers. That's all crap to me. It's all socialist garbage. It's un-American.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't matter. That's another part that he predicated. A lot of his arguments were just predicated on the fact that, well, this is the law. Well, this is the law. Well, the law says this. Well, it doesn't matter what you think, Ian, because the law says this. Well, I think that the law is garbage.
Mm-hmm.
The law is un-American and unconstitutional. Therefore, it's unjust. Therefore, it's invalid. That law is bad. Well, here's what he says. It means you can't be discriminated against for reasonably making use of your constitutionally protected rights of freedom of speech, religion, press, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, he's got those down pretty well. Freedom of speech, religion, press, the pursuit of happiness. I'm all for those things.
Those are good things.
Absolutely. But they are constitutionally protected indeed. The Constitution outlines those. You have those rights, period. The Constitution just simply lets the politicians know that they are not to be infringed in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So you have those rights. He says, at will has been held by the courts in most states to have limitations. Looking into those standards is not being a crybaby, because I accused him of being a crybaby by running, Mom, you got my business fired me. Please help me. Go get another job or open another business. But you have those rights. But the key is, the thing you don't understand about the Constitution, you socialists out there, is that those rights only exist on government property. They only exist in regards to the way the government treats you.
Mm-hmm.
The government has to allow you freedom of speech on any government property because you're a citizen, you're a taxpayer, you deserve these things.
Let's be very clear. You don't have the right to go to the black section of town in front of a black person's business, screen all kinds of racial epithets, and then walk into that person's business and expect them to wait on you you're just a normal Joe.
No, you absolutely
don't. That is not the freedom of speech, because freedom of speech is not freedom from consequences.
The key here is the socialists, as usual, don't understand the concept of private property. Sure, you've got freedom of speech, but not on my property, not in my house, not in my business, and not on my property. We'll explain that more coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with
Ann Manwich.
Anything goes. You can, of course, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system with literally thousands of posts, over 14,000 posts for you to surf around through, and over 450 people interacting there. So it's all free, and it's a lot of fun. It's like the Free Talk Live digital playground at freetalklive.com. Be sure you go and check that out. We're talking about an online controversy that erupted in the overnight hours last night and kept me up late.
Yeah, like you don't need any sleep.
Well, what happened was in the little podcasting realm, somebody got fired from their job for doing a podcast, which is an internet audio...
for some of the things they said in the podcast.
Yeah. And the boss fired him because he didn't want his company's image to be affected.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever. Whatever the reason is, we here on Free Talk Live think that you, as a business owner, should be free to make whatever decisions you want to about your company in regards to hiring and firing.
for whatever reasons,
mm-hmm.
however rude or inconsiderate or jerkish they might be. Well, this socialist chimed in into this particular conversation and just started laying out a bunch of half-truths and poppycock about this country and its constitution. And he's pretty good about referencing the constitution. He tries to make himself sound like he's legitimate
mm-hmm.
by referencing the constitution, the idea that socialist thought and socialist ideas could be supported by the U.S. Constitution. For the most part, no, it can't be. So he misuses it, and it's just a perfect example of how people don't get it. People in America are totally clueless as to the history of the country and as far as the reasons why we came here, the reasons why our founding fathers did what they did, the mm-hmm. reasons why the Constitution was written, how it was written, why we have a Bill of Rights, etc. He's real good at quoting things like the freedom. He mentions you have constitutionally freedom of speech, protected religion, press, the pursuit of happiness. And he's right. You do have those rights. And the Constitution does enshrine them. However, it only protects you from the government infringing upon them. The government cannot, by the Constitution, infringe upon your freedom of speech. So you still have the freedom of speech on mm-hmm. government property. You have the freedom of speech on your property, and you also have the freedom of speech on anybody's property that allows you to have the freedom of speech. And I thought your example right before we went away, man, which was really good, the store in the downtown area owned by some black people.
In the black section of town.
Right. You walk out in front of that store and start yelling racial epithets at the store, and then you expect to be able to walk inside and be served just like any other customer when you've just called their other customers' names and been generally rude and mischievous out front?
Doesn't sound like it to me.
Would the socialist agree with that statement? That, there's no discrimination
allowed? He probably would.
Because I asked him a very similar question.
Because he lives in a really stupid world.
Right. It's totally asinine. I asked him the question because he thinks it's wrong for the business to fire these people for having a political podcast or whatever it is that they do. But he doesn't think it's wrong. He also thinks that people should stay in jobs even if they offend his morals, even if they offend his beliefs. If he was, he claims, and I believe he's lying to himself, he claims that if he ran his own business and discovered that one of his employees was a out racist after work hours, that he wouldn't fire him for it.
Mm. I bet he's telling himself a lie.
Yeah, just total.
He would figure out some way to do it, that made good sense. But, once it started affecting his business,
mm-hmm.
then he'd feel completely differently.
Oh, yeah.
But he doesn't intend to go out and get a business.
Right. He's just a socialist.
Right.
Anyway, it continues on here. It's just amazing the way these people think. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not even really any sort of logical thought process. He's just sort of, the people that think this way exist within the parameters of the law. He keeps referring to the law says this and the law says that.
The law is a bunch of socialist gobbledygook.
Yeah.
I hate the law.
Yeah. But his mindset...
It's been perverted from what our founding fathers wanted.
Exactly. But he only exists... His thought process only exists inside the box, the confines, that the law has created for him. He's just kind of bouncing around in there trying to find his, trying to find his way around and understand the world that he's inhabiting. So I suggested he call in the show. I said, man, we'd love to have you call into the show. And I said, I'd love to have you call in and explain why you're justified in using the government to point weapons at business owners. Because that's the point, the eventuality of mm-hmm. what he's talking about.
True.
He's saying that you should be forced to keep people employed. If you find out that somebody's a scumbag outside of work, but as long as they're okay on the job, they deserve that job, and you as an employer should be forced to keep them there. Mm-hmm. And if you fire them, well, we're going to come to you and point guns at you and take your money and transfer some of it to this employee that you fired because you're wrong for doing that. That's the point. If it wasn't for the guns of government, They wouldn't have any sort of recourse. It's mm-hmm. the government's violence, the force of government that allows this stuff to happen. And so, of course, he dodges it by saying, oh, I'd call in, but judging from your answers so far, I don't think I'd get a fair shake.
What's a fair shake?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks we'd hang up on him or something like that. I don't know what that means.
Make it clear.
We on this show, if you disagree with us, you're the best kind of caller we can get.
Mm-hmm.
We love hearing opposing viewpoints. If there's any socialists out there right now that want to explain why it is you deserve to be employed, please call in at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Then he goes on and says, as far as the idea of community standards being socialist crap, those are my words, and government as a weapon, which is another thing that I suggested, you couldn't be more wrong. The legal concept of community standards is at its heart democratic, not socialist.
Well, that is... Okay.
I complimented him later on, saying, you spin words with the best of them. Mm-hmm. Because you socialists are always talking about how wonderful democracy is. I mean, it's a linchpin of socialism,
mm-hmm.
the democratic process and democracy and majority rule. And I'm sorry, but democracy is nothing more than mob rule. It's very simply two wolves and a sheep deciding on what to have for dinner. It's if 51% say it, mm-hmm. it goes.
Right.
And that's not American.
Well,
there was
a time when more than 50% of people thought that black people should be slaves.
There was also a time when more than 50% of the people thought the world was square.
Yeah.
Or a cube or something
flat.
Like that. Or flat.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyway, he's saying that, it's not socialist because it's democratic. Well, you're again, either lying to yourself or lying to everyone else, because the heart of socialism is democracy. He says, as far as a company having its rights first, that's simply not constitutionally correct. Companies didn't start out having the same and equal rights as citizens and should not. Well, first of all, your premise is totally wrong in that case, Mr. Socialist.
Well, it shouldn't be the company that has the rights. It should be the owner of the business.
Well, exactly. That's why his premise is wrong. His whole argument is based on faulty logic and faulty premises. And companies don't have rights. Companies are groups of individuals who are banded together for a specific purpose of distributing a product or service. They don't have rights. Now, if they have any rights, it's because our government, in its system of crap can laws that it has made, mm-hmm. has created corporations. And I came out in this conversation as being against corporations. As far as, I'm not against businesses, I'm against the government-created concept. The government-created entity that is called a corporation. There's no such thing as a corporation.
Nope. Go find one.
Yeah, it's this concept that the government created to control us with. To control you with. Anyway, businesses don't have rights. Individuals are the only people with rights. And again, just total misconceptions, total out-and-out lies. There's more of this. It's fascinating the way these people's minds work. Free Talk Live, if you want to interrupt the show, 800-259-9231.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control. Anything goes. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can, of course, shoot us an email if you'd like at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can, of course, go online at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives, last 6 days' worth of the show, fully archived and described right there. Easy access on the front page of the website. It doesn't get any easier than that. In fact, most of these other talk shows out there love to charge you for their archives. You have to pay them $5 a month or whatever. We do it for free. And we've been doing it for free, and we'll continue doing it for free. All we ask of you is that you cast a little vote for us. As you scroll down through the archives, you'll find there's a few different voting links. There's a bunch of different sites, a few different sites that we're on that you can vote for us on. And one of those sites is podtower.com, so be sure you go and do that for us. And again, archives there at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about a lot of these just total, blatant, out-and-out lies and misconceptions that I encountered last night by a socialist. His name is Wyeth, or actually his real name is Eric, and he's one of the people on the Podcast Alley forums. And I posted a link, or I think I did post, or I will be posting a link to this actual conversation. Yeah, I did post a link to this conversation on our bulletin board system, so you can go right to it and actually see just the total lack of logic and understanding of our country and what it stands for. The guy has been brainwashed. I mean, there's no other explanation here just beyond years of government school brainwashing and probably socialist parents as well that indoctrinated this poor guy, because he's talking about all kinds of things and just various just garbage. I'll get back into it here because what he has to say is much more interesting. So we're talking about whether or not people should be able to sue their employers for discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that the judicial branch of government is there to mediate disputes, both criminal and civil. This was set up in the Constitution. There he goes again, referencing the Constitution as though he knows something about it. There's nothing wrong with using it to do that. How's crying involved in any way? Because I was, again, suggesting that the person running to the government was crying because I didn't get my way. My boss fired me, and I deserve my job. Because that is crying. I'm sorry. If you don't want,
is there some reason that you can think of that a boss would fire somebody, and you would call that unfair, and that you know they should be compensated?
No.
Mm.
I mean, unless
no. Can't think of
anything. Not off the top.
I can't either. Honestly,
if you can, 1-800-259-9231. So, yes, he's right about his statement that the judicial branch is there to mediate disputes. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, the law in this case is unconstitutional, it's un-American, and it's wrong. The law that says that you can't discriminate against your employees. That's just communist Russia stuff. Anyway, he says, what would you rather have, a perpetual battle of David and Goliath? The little guy can only afford so many stones, Manwich. The courts are there on paper to make sure that we all have the same number of stones. Your free market visualization of justice is both flawed and dangerous. I'm sorry. Your government is very flawed, and your government is extremely dangerous.
Did you talk to him about loser pays?
No. In a free market,
he brings up this analogy of stones, this metaphor of having stones. The little guy doesn't have very many stones in the free market, mm-hmm. he says. Unfortunately, you've never experienced the free market, Mr. Socialist, and neither have we. There is no free market in America. There are some markets that are freer than others, and there are some that are heavily restricted. But there is no one free market, and I wish there was, because it'd be fantastic to have. Now, what we have today is a government-constricted market. We have government controls, government regulations, government licensing,
mm-hmm.
and the effect of all this is, yeah, the big guys do have the stones. The Goliaths, if you will, the
right.
Walmarts, the Exxons, the big companies, they've got all the stones. The reason is because we've got big government. Because the same big government that you go crying to when you want something from them, when the big bad companies fire you, the same one that you want to be big, to protect you, is being used to hurt you by these companies.
Sure.
These companies have these stones that they've acquired, and they don't want anybody else to muscle in on their territory. They don't want any other competition to come into their business, into their industry, and take their customers. And so they lobby the government for more rules, for more restrictions, for more regulations. In fact, somebody in this particular message board thread made allegations that apparently Walmart, now I don't know if this is true, apparently a big company like Walmart
mm-hmm.
was alleged to have gone into a town, alleged to have paid off employees from different businesses who were fired
right.
from local mom-and-pop businesses.
Uh-huh.
Alleged to have paid them off to file lawsuits and bankrolled their lawsuits against the mom-and-pop businesses for discriminatory practices.
What would be the point for Walmart to do that? Really? Mom-and-pop businesses? Walmart doesn't care about a mom-and-pop
business. I don't know if it's true, but it's an interesting point, and it shows how the system can be used and abused by the big guys.
Mm-hmm.
The system's there for them. They created it. They put their people in power. And they get laws that are passed for their benefit. Regulations, restrictions, licensing, all of that benefits existing established business at the cost of startups, at the cost of the newbies in the business. And that's just a fact. There's no denying it. If you want to try, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I'm sick of this socialist garbage. It's such misinformation.
So, I was driving to work, I don't know, I was driving while at work or something like that the other day, and I think it was Thursday, and I saw some protesters on the road,
mm-hmm.
and it said, they had a big signs out that said, Hyatt discriminates.
Right.
Hyatt discriminates! They're discriminating against us!
Hyatt's a hotel.
Hyatt is a hotel.
Right.
I think most people know that.
I don't know.
I could be wrong.
You have to remember, there's probably not Hyatts in every city
You're right.
of the country.
You're right. So, I was kind of interested. No, they're discriminating, huh? What's that mean? Mm-hmm. So I was looking at the signs, and I sort of saw that what they were complaining about was age discrimination. Now, mm-hmm. of all the discriminations there are, age discrimination is the one that's most readily accepted in these United States,
mm-hmm.
and the one that I'm least interested in if your
sure.
business is doing. You know, yeah, I think that age discrimination is good, because I don't want to give driver's licenses to three-year-olds. Just don't think it's a good
right.
idea.
Don't want to let 10-year-olds into the R-rated movies, etc.
Yeah, that kind of thing. I don't really know whether how I feel about 10-year-olds going into R-rated movies. But
well, the theaters do it that way because they don't want the parents breathing down their necks and being angry at them.
Right.
It's a customer relations thing.
I don't know
whether it is a moral thing.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's forced on the theaters or whether they do it of their own accord. I don't know what I think about that, but I'll give it some thought this evening. Anyway, so I read in the paper yesterday. That, in fact, that what the age discrimination they were talking about was that these kids were high school seniors and juniors, and they felt that Hyatt was discriminating against them because they wouldn't let them rent hotel rooms on prom night. I can totally understand why Hyatt would choose not to do that. And it probably has little to do with anything but their own bottom line, because these kids are going to get drunk, run around the hallway, screaming and yelling
right.
from room to room that they've rented, and generally make the rest of their customers unhappy.
Right, let them go to the Best Western. There's competition out there. There's plenty of hotel rooms out there.
Sure are.
And it's their business, and they should be able to turn down whatever customers they want to.
Right.
If you think that you should be forced, if you think that businesses should be forced to serve everybody, we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, more outlandish claims coming up.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201 will negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, the Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have got the updates section. You can go there and sign up for the updates. It takes you less than a minute or two. And we'll send you emails from that point on whenever there's something you need to know about the show, some sort of announcement. You will be clued in first if you're on the updates list at freetalklive.com. We have been just picking apart and just destroying these asinine concepts that were put forth on a message board last night. Kept me up all night responding to this guy on the Podcast Alley message boards about just totally blatant misstatements, half-truths about our country, about what we stand for. The original point, this socialist's original point was that you shouldn't be allowed to discriminate against your employees. You shouldn't be allowed to discriminate against customers. And we say, yeah, you absolutely should be allowed to. It doesn't matter to us what the law says, because the law is invalid. The law is unconstitutional. The law that he keeps citing is totally un-American. And so all of that doesn't matter. But he just keeps going into claim after claim after claim. Well, it ends up turning into a discussion of socialism versus the free market. And so here's his big attack against the free market. After I'd kind of went through a few free market concepts, he says,
He says, okay, here you go. Wake up, sheeple. His form of government, sheeple. Referring to me.
Yes.
His form of government is for warlords and wealthy landowners. We'd be indentured servants under his form of free market governance. But as long as we're okay with them, it's all good. That's what he has to say. Warlords. Indentured servants.
How is that? This guy's concept is this: his world is so small that he has to work for somebody else for his life to be validated. It doesn't make any sense to him. He can't even imagine, not even for a moment, taking responsibility for his own life. He doesn't get it.
He believes that if we have a free market, it will all end up meaning that we'll be indentured servants. How could that possibly be? How? In a free market, where the hallmark of the free market is your ability to choose and decide whatever it is that you'd like. You make choices, you buy things because they're in your best interest.
Mm-hmm.
You buy services. In the free market, it's a win-win world. And that's another thing that we touched on in this conversation. It's a key difference between free marketeers and liberty lovers like ourselves and people, big government freaks like socialists. People who are on the socialist side think it's a win-lose world. They think in any transaction, somebody wins and somebody loses.
Yeah.
You got ripped off. Ha, that company got your money and you got that product. You got ripped off. Well, in the free market world, it's win-win.
Mm-hmm.
When I buy something, whether it's a hamburger. If I go into Burger King and lay down a dollar for a hamburger, it's because I believe, in my mind, I might not have made a conscious choice. I may not have made a conscious belief, but in my head, this dollar is worth less to me than the satisfaction that I'm going to receive from that product.
Delicious hamburger.
That delicious, slow-cooked, grill-cooked burger.
What is it?
Lettuce.
Flame-broiled.
Flame-broiled, whatever their market speak is.
Yes.
That burger is worth more than a dollar to me right now. At least a dollar, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting it for a dollar. And that's a win for me, because I get a burger, I put it on my stomach, I'm not hungry anymore, that's a win for me. Now, why did Burger King surrender a hamburger for a dollar?
Because, basically, they wanted the dollar more than they wanted the hamburger.
Exactly.
They figured out that they could make these great, delicious hamburgers at, significantly less than a dollar, and I don't know what the rate would be, but it's, 25 cents.
Correct.
Per burger. Including the labor, the materials, the food that they put it together with. The building, the air conditioning in the building, all this stuff is, about a 25 cents a burger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they can get you to trade a dollar for that burger, then they're making 75 cents, and they can continue offering delicious flame-broiled hamburgers to everybody who walks
in
the door.
And that's just one example of how it's win-win. Burger King won, and I won. Now, somebody might, some cynic, might come up with a situation of, what about a con artist? What about somebody that comes to your house and offers to paint your driveway? For $25 or whatever they charge. But one of these car artists, it's going to wash off in the first rain, and et cetera. Is that really a win-win situation?
Well, no, it's not, because the person misrepresented their product in all likelihood, or you chose not to research their product well enough.
That's correct. But I think that you could spin it into a win-win by saying this. Okay, sure, you might have got ripped off, but if anything, you should have learned your lesson. And that should be considered a win. You won in that you gained the information. My fiancé, for instance, bought one of those meat guys that goes around to people's doors. He drives a truck, and there's a freezer on the truck. And he says, hey, I've...
You're convinced these people are crooks. Go ahead.
I've got this extra meat with me.
I was at the restaurants there, and I was delivering meat, and I just happened to have extra meat.
Yeah, my day's almost over. Mm-hmm. I got to get rid of this meat. Do you want to buy it from me? And then they sell it to you, and then they move on, and then you find out that the meat's got like 3% meat, and the rest of it's fill, and it's total crap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got ripped off. You lost. But it is your fault for buying without. I like that point. Caveat emptor. Buyer beware.
Mm-hmm.
It's your fault for jumping into a decision like that. And you win by earning the knowledge to never do it again. The $100, it was a $100 lesson, basically. And those guys are operating today.
Yeah.
In our semi-restricted market. The government-controlled market. They're operating today. Some of them have licenses.
Yep.
And that doesn't protect you. It's on you to protect you. You cannot rely on the state. More socialist lies on the way. Jason's on the line, wants to talk about Walmart. We'll take your calls about anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. If you haven't yet this month, you need to go vote for Free Talk Live. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. More coming up.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. Trust Jesus. He will reveal His love in all aspects of your life. I have experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. I'll send you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to get your free booklet today. Be merciful in your actions, words, and prayers, and above all, trust in Jesus. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, and you can get interactive with us. Bring up anything. Dean here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Go vote for the show at vote.freetalklive.com. Thanks to you, or thanks to listeners like you. We're the number one podcast in the world.
Yes, we are.
Now, we need to increase
our
lead.
We're so happy about that, too.
We're really proud of it. We need to increase our lead, though, so we still need your vote. If you have not voted in the month of May, go to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote. It takes less than a minute.
What's our lead at, like, now?
We're still at about 20 votes up.
20 votes up. So, I mean, we could lose it in seconds. All the other side has to do, really, is just...
Well, they're having a tough time doing whatever it is that they have to do so far, because they haven't increased that lead. But we need to, they haven't decreased that lead. We need to increase that lead. So go to vote.freetalklive.com and tell your friends to do so, too. Let's go to Jason in Pennsylvania. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to know where you stand on Walmart as far as it pushing small businesses out. I know the town I live in, without Walmart, I mean, we wouldn't have anything. There are other stores, but they don't try to compete. I mean, I work at Walmart, and contrary to what people think, they don't sell everything.
No,
what you need to do is be a smart business owner and get out there and see what they don't have and then provide that service. And
absolutely.
And
provide a similar product, but provide better service.
Right.
It's another option.
In the town,
because if you want help buying a vacuum cleaner at Walmart, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, well, I used to sell vacuum cleaners at Kmart, so I know what it's like. But I actually think that I am a Walmart shopper, no doubt about it. I really appreciate the service that Walmart provides. They allow my dollar to go further. I can buy more with $10 at Walmart than I can at any other department store for the most part. And I'm a huge fan of Super Walmart as well. And I think there are some things, though, that Walmart does that I don't like. I mean, there are they censor their music. I don't necessarily care for that. The real thing that I don't like about Walmart, though, is the fact that they use eminent domain in some areas of the country. They use the government, just like a lot of big businesses do, to their benefit. They take people's property so they can build their stores. I don't necessarily agree with that. So Walmart, certainly not a perfect company, but it doesn't stop me from shopping there. If we actually had a small government, if we had a limited, a constitutionally limited government, then Walmart wouldn't be able to steal people's property. They'd have to buy it from them. You know, they'd have to legitimately convince them to sell it to them, etc.
Right.
And I'd have no problems with that. And they'd have to compete on an even footing with everybody else. They wouldn't get favors from the government. They wouldn't get the government to, you know, pass laws against the little guys. And similarly, the little guys wouldn't be able to pass laws against Walmart's being built, which is one of the problems we have here in the Tampa Bay area. Some busybody activists want to prevent a Walmart from expanding into a super center. It's the Walmart that we go to most often. And I'd really like to be able to go and buy groceries at 3 in the morning sometimes. But they, because some busybodies don't like Walmart, I'm being prevented from doing that, even though the land next door, totally vacant.
Right.
And they're willing to sell it to them. So
Walmart,
does that answer it for you, Jason?
Yeah, Walmart actually buys property, and then whatever they don't use, they have their own realty company. It's like Walmart Realty, and then they sell it back.
Right.
It's kind of weird.
Hey, Jason, what are the chances we're going to see the Walmart Bank?
Have you heard anything? No, they're pushing a lot of different things. I mean, right now, Walmart's big thing is they're buying, for every acre of square footage that they build, they're buying a rainforest acre.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So,
Jason, thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. Call us again sometime.
No problem.
That's pretty cool, man. For every acre they buy an acre of rainforest. That's a free market. That is a free market way to save the environment. Hour number three is on the way. It's your show. You take control. Free Talk Live. More socialist lies coming up.
If you're talking...